Today's daf is Psachim daf Kuf Gimel. We left off on the bottom of daf Kuf Beis Amud Beis. We were discussing yesterday the Inyan of Enos and Mitzvos Chavilos, and Be'ez Hashem today we're going to continue on the Yak Nahaz discussion in terms of when you have multiple brachos to make, Havdalah and Kiddush at the same time, what is the Seder HaBrachos? So we're going to have seven-way machlokas about what order to say those brachos, and then the rest of the Daf Gemara is going to have four stories about people visiting Rava and questioning his various practices about brachos and Kiddush and Havdalah, the sequence of brachos of Besamim and Bari Mara Eish on a typical Motzai Shabbos, whether Bari Priya Gafin should be set over a kos for benching, whether a new candle has to be lit when there's already an existing candle in the house for Bari Mara Eish on Motzai Shabbos, and about how many clauses to include in Havdalah, how many Havdalos to say in Havdalah. So that is the basic outline of the daf. But someone came up to me yesterday and was asking about the following. We were discussing Enos and Mitzvos Chavilos, so we try not to bundle mitzvos together at one time. There is a Gemara in Maseches Brachos, Daf Lamed Tesvav and Beis, Ravami Ravasi Kav Mesrami Lu Rifta De Eruva Mevarchen Alei Hamotzi, that when they would have the Eruv bread, they would use the Eruv bread to say Hamotzi on Shabbos, and they said, Hol V'Sav Be Mitzvah Chadun, Abde Be Mitzvah Achriti. Once we've done one mitzvah with this, we'll do another mitzvah with it. That's our minhag, that we use the Eruv Tavshilin, Dafka for Shalosh Udis or something, Dafka for Lecha Mishnah. So that's a concept that there's a chashivus to do a mitzvah with something that a mitzvah was already done with it. So it seems against our whole sugya. Our whole sugya that we don't do two kedushos al kos echad. We don't say two kedushos and one kos. And here we have an inyan to dafka do a second mitzvah with something that a mitzvah was already done with. And we find this all over the place. The Torah writes in Reish Sadi Zayin that the minig is to be mevarich al atzei hadas b'motzai Shabbos, because kivin the tzav be'mitzvah chada, a mitzvah shalulav, we do another mitzvah with it also. We use it for bar mitzvah b'samim. The Magen Avraham in Simon Chafal of Sivkat Nalav writes, Kosov ma'ariv yaniach hatzitzis b'sefer l'simin, hol v'sav b'mitzvah chada yasub b'mitzvah chriti. When we have a broken string from a tzitzis, we use it as a bookmark in a sefer to do another mitzvah with it, to keep it on doing mitzvahs. The Taz over there quotes on the Ma'arav that Maril rather from the Maril that Reisi Bishchunas Maril Segal Nagubo Kivan the Savabu Mitzvah Asuba Cheres Vichzikum Shamashir Likshar Imanim Sakim as Begad Hatzivonim Shemachasimem Kisos Hamila Vyesh Mesamim Ben Svarim, that they use worn out tzitzis and talisos to cover the kisei that they use for the brismila. Again, the same concept that it should be used for another mitzvah. Magen Avraham Tov Reishayin Gimel says we use the Neros Chanukah, we make with oil, with the wax rather that drips from the Neros of the Beis HaKnesses. Also, same concept. We find this again all over the place. Shulchan Aruch Harav in Taf Mem Hei says the minhag to burn chametz with the aravos of the Oshanos, because also keeping the Sava Bei Mitzvah Chada, the Tashbetz, that the Edik Tashbetz is an interesting one. Tashbetz says that the Edik Suba, who have to see the Chayvus that the Chassan takes upon himself to the Kala, the value of the Ksuba, should be the same Edim that are made on the Maisa Kiddushin. Because keeping the Savad Behu Mitzvah Chada, the Savad Behu Mitzvah Achrita, once they were used for the Edik Suba, they should be the same people used for the 8-day Kiddushin. Nowadays we have to give out so many kibbutim, so we divide it up. But there's that idea. So how does this shtim with the whole idea of Enos and Mitzvos Chavilos Chavilos? So Pashtus, what you have to say is, and I saw in the Sefer Sukkos Chaim, he suggests this, that when we've already fulfilled and completed a mitzvah entirely, that's when we say, okay, that mitzvah's over, but we still have this cheftza that was used for the mitzvah. Now the cheftza doesn't have kedusha, it's not tashmishi kedusha, it's not like a worn out pair tefillin or worn out Sefer Torah. It's aravos. It's technically it could be thrown away. Tashmishi mitzvah and nizrakin. But there's a nice maila, a nice hidur that the mitzvah is already over with it. Let's use it for something else. That's good. But when you're saying shtei kedushos al kos echad, kol's man that you didn't drink the first kos, it's the mitzvah's not over yet. And that's where we say enos and mitzvos chavilos chavilos. Don't add on another mitzvah before you finish the first mitzvah. But when the first mitzvah's over already, so that's when we'll apply this concept that we have in all these different places of holding the Sava Mitzvah Chada, the Sava Mitzvah Achrita. Okay, so we're at the two dots of Kufes and Beis, says Gemara Gufa. Yom Tov Shchalios Achar Shabbos. Yom Tov falls out after Shabbos. Rav Amar, Rav says, the Seder HaDvarim is Yayin Kiddush Ner Havdala. Yakna, Yayin, then Kiddush, first the Baruch Priyagafen, then the Bracha of Kiddush, then the Bracha Bar Mara'esh, and then the Havdala. And then the Gemara is going to go through six other Shitas. Shmuel Amar Yanhak, Rabba Amar Yahanak, Levi Amar Kanya, Rabbanan Amar Kina, Marbred Ravina Amar Nakya, Marta Mishmeid Rabbi Shua Nihak. So all these different shitas. Shalach Le'avud the Shmuel Rabbi Yam Den Rabbeinu Seder Avdalos Heich. So they sent to Rabbi, well, can you teach us what the proper Seder Havdalah is? Shalach Le, Kacham Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi, Sham Mishum Av, Sham Mishum Rabbi Shua Ben Chananya. He says we can trace back a shita that goes all the way back to the Holy Tana, Rabbi Shua Ben Chananya, that Nahik, Ner Havdalah Yayin Kiddush. Amr Rabbi Chanina, Moshel Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya. Why does Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya have Havdalah before Kiddush? So it's a Moshel, the Melech Sheyotze Va'aparchus Nichnas. It's like a king that's leaving and a governor is coming to town. So first, Melavenes HaMelech, Va'acharkach Yotzim Likros HaParchus. So first you are Melave the king, you send the king away, and then we go and we greet the governor. So it says, my Haviela. So how do we paskin at the end of the day? We have seven different shitos about how to paskin, or we have, Abayi Amar Yakzina. Notice there's another bracha that we're adding in now. Now we're saying if there's a Shechiyanu that needs to be said also, because it's a Yom Tov that requires a Shechiyanu, which is every Yom Tov except for Shri Shal Pesach. So it says a Yom Tov that needs a Shechiyanu, so we say these man also. So we do Yayin Kiddush Zman Ner Havdalah, and Rava Amar Yak Nahaz. Yayin Kiddush Ner Havdalah Zman. But it's, they both agree that it's Yayin Kiddush Ner Havdalah, like Rav said. Both Abai and Rava agree to Rav's basic format of Yayin Kiddush Ner Havdalah. Their whole machlokas is where do you put Zman? Where do you put Shechiyanu? Vehilchasaka Rava, and we paskin like Rava. So Tosas right away is bothered. You need to tell me Hilchsa Karava? We know whenever it's Machlokas Abaye and Rava, the Halacha is always like Rava, except for the Al Kigam. So why do you have to tell me the Halacha is like Rava? So says Tosos, Mishum Ina Chamorayin Itzrich Hilchsa Karava, Velo Mishum Abaye, the Kaimelam Bekuli Gemara Karava, Legabe Abaye Bar Mi Al Kigam. The reason we need to say the Halacha is like Rava is the Chiddush that we follow Rav Shita of Yain Kiddush Ner Avdalah, and not to say like Yanhak or Yahanak or Kanya, all the other Shitas we had above. But when we're saying Hilchsa Karava, it's not the in terms of his placement of Shechiyanu, that's obviously Hilchsa Karava, that's against Abaye. Whenever it's Rava against Abaye, we're going to paskin like Rava. It's about all of the other Amoraim that make us say that Hilchsa Karava. That's how the that's how Tosos suggests. Now, the I saw a discussion on this in Achronim that the Meloa Roim raises the question that even against the other Amoraim Lechori, you shouldn't need to paskin like Rava, because we have another Klalim Psak that from the Tekufa of Abaye and Rava and on Hilchus HaKabasroi, we always paskin like the latest of the Amoraim. And if you look at the list, who are we talking of here? Rav, Shmuel, Rabba, Levi, all of these are much earlier Amoraim. So Abaye and Rava are later, so that we already have a klal in halacha to tell us to paskin like the later shitos, which would be Abaye and Rava, and we know to paskin like Rava against Abaye. So even klape all the other shitos, we already have a rule governing this to tell us to paskin like Rava. So why would it need to say Hilchsa Karava? So he says that Tosos must hold that even though Hilchsa Karava is Hilchsa Kabasrai is a rule from the days of Abaye Rava and on, but there's an exception to that rule, and that is that when a Talmud argues on his Rebbe, we don't say Hilchsa Kabasrai. There's competing rules. There's Ein Halacha Katalmud B'Makom Arav, that you don't pass like a Talmud against the Rebbe, and then there's Hilchsa Kabasrai, that you pass like the later opinion. Well, which is it? The Talmud's always after the Rebbe, right? How can you say that the Halacha is not like the Talmud, and then say that the Halacha is like the later opinion? So it could be that rule overrides Hilchsa Kabasrai. And look, if you look on the earlier list, we had Rabbah on the earlier list, and Rabbah was the Rebbe of Abaye and Rava. So that's why you have to tell me that the Halacha is like Rava over here, because this is going against the Klalim Psak. It's not just like the Klalei Psak. This is an exception apparently to the Klalei Psak, because we're passing like the Talmud against the Rebbe. He also suggests that we need to pass on like Rava, even though Allah Kabasrai, because the Gemara doesn't say that Mitkub Sabai Virava, the Allah Kabasrai. That's a klal that the Rishonim developed, that we have after the Chasimus of Talmud, we mentioned such a klal. We have so that's why it's unlike Hilchsakir, that the Allah is like Rava against Abai Chutz Miyal Kigam. That it's a beferish in the Gemara. So maybe that's why we have to say that Allah is like Rava in this case. Hilchsak Basrei is the explanation that the Rif gives in the end of Erevin for why we pass on like Talmud Bavli against Talmud Yerushalmi. He says the Talmud Bavli, all the Amorim from Talmud Bavli, they knew everything that said in Talmud Yerushalmi. So Hilchsak, right, the svar of Hilchsak Basrei is that they know what it said earlier. So it's the midget standing on the shoulders of giants that can reach just a little bit higher. It's not that the later generations are greater. We believe in Yeridas Adar. But if you know everything that it says earlier, and then you can add additional analysis to everything for the whole hekif of information that you have from before, so the Rif has that questionable assertion that the Talmud that the Talmud Bavli, the Amoraim and the Talmud Bavli knew everything that it said in Talmud Yerushalmi. I mean, just being later wouldn't be enough. It would have to be that they knew everything that it said in Talmud Yerushalmi to say Hilchsak Basrei. That's how the Rif suggests. But also a very fascinating discussion in Tosfos on the bottom of here, Rav Amar Yakna, if you look at the small Tosos, Rav Amar Yakna, Umashe in Maskir Besamim, he says, we're missing a bracha. Whatever happened to Barim Ne Besamim? It's Motzai Shabbos. How do you forget Besamim? So he says, Pirish Rashbam, Detam Besamim Mishum Ibud Neshami Yisera, Ubiyom Tov Nami Ika Neshami Yisera. So the Rashbam says, no, it's Motzai Shabbos, but you're going into Yantif. So the reason we say bracha on Besamim on Motzai Shabbos is because we're losing the Neshami Yisera. But we're going into Yantif, so we're not losing the Neshami Yisera. We're getting also. So that's why there's no bracha on Besamim. So Tosfos asks a very basic question on that Rashbam. V'kasha din kein b'motzoi yom tov ha'maylo takinu besamim. If there's a neshama yisera on yom tov, then why don't we say bracha on Besamim every motzoi yom tov when we lose that neshama yisera? L'kach nira debi yom tov leka neshama yisera. So says Tosfos, there is no neshama yisera on yom tov. V'hacha ein maskir besamim mishum desimchas yom tov v'achilu v'shtia mo'el k'mo besamim. Aye, so then I'm back to the question, says Tosfos, why is there no bracha on besamim on Motzai Shabbos that goes into Yom Tov? So there's no neshama yisera in Yom Tov, but we don't need, the whole point of the besamim is to appease us on the loss of the neshama yisera. We don't need the appeasement because we have so much food and drink to appease us, so we don't need a sweet smell to make us feel better on the loss of the neshama yisera. V'yesh taim lo nechonim v'zeh tam nechon v'ikr. Not sure what he's referring to, but he says there are a lot of other reasons, there's a lot written on this topic, there's a lot out there, don't believe everything you hear, I'm giving it to you straight. This is the correct reason as to why we don't make why we don't say Barim Rebisamim on Motzai Shabbos that's going into Yom Tov. Is there any other Nafkamina La'alacha, whether there's a Neshama Yisera on Yom Tov or non-Neshama Yisera on Yom Tov? I mean, is this all spiritual, academic, or whatever you want to call it, but it's not Nafkamina La'alacha? So I saw in the Tshuvas B'Tzal HaChachma, B'Tzal Stern, suggest that maybe this is the issue of Panim Chadashos, not requiring Panim Chadashos on Shabbos. That why is it that on Shabbos, Vayeshever Brachos, you don't need Panim Chadashos? That Shabbos itself is the Panim Chadashos. That when Shabbos comes, Panim Chadashos Bo Lekan. So some of the Achronim explain that maybe that relates to the Neshama Yisera. That the Neshama Yisera is here, so we don't need Panim Chadashos. So Nafkamina, do you need Panim Chadashos for a Shever Brachos on Yom Tov? So if there's a Neshama Yisera on Yom Tov, maybe you don't need a Panim Chadashos for Shever Brachos. If there's no Neshama Yisera, maybe you do. However, the discussion goes beyond just the two deos that Tosfos quotes. The Rashbam's idea that there is a Neshama Yisera on Yom Tov, Tosfos' idea that there's no Neshama Yisera on Yom Tov. The Ramban writes that the Neshama Yisera of Yom Tov, there is a Neshama Yisera on Yom Tov. Why do we not make a Barim Rebbe Samim on Motzai Yom Tov? The Tosfos' kash on the Rashbam says the Ramban, it never leaves. The Neshama Yisera on Shabbos leaves every single Motzai Shabbos. Neshama Yisera on Yom Tov is here to stay. It comes and it stays. That's what all the Achronim, the Chassidus Achronim, the Kedushas Levi, and the Sfas Emes point out. Why is it that the Neshama Yisera stays on Yom Tov, doesn't stay on Shabbos? You would think Shabbos is more Kedusha, that Shabbos, the Neshama Yisera would stay. He says, because Yom Tov is Nikva Al Yidei Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael is Mekadesh Yom Tovim. The Shabbos is Kavua V'Kaima from Sheish Simei Bereish, the Kodesh Baruch Hu said Shabbos. And anything that, any Kedusha that we bring on ourselves, that we actually put in the effort to bring, that Kedusha is a lasting Kedusha. A Kedusha that's handed to us on a silver platter is not as lasting a Kedusha. And that's why the Neshama Yisera leaves after Shabbos, but the Neshama Yisera doesn't leave after Yom Tov. That's how they explain that Shita in the Ramban. There is a Gemara in Maseches Beita, though. The Gemara tells us on Daf Tezayin Amar Aleph, the Lashon of the Gemara is that Neshama Yisera Nosin HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ba'adam Erev Shabbos, Ulmotzoy Shabbos Notan Asayimenu, Shinemar Shabbos Vayi Nafash. Kivan Shashavas Vai Avda Nefesh, right? The Avda Nefesh, that the Gemara specifically highlights in Yeshami Yisera that we're given on Shabbos, and quotes Pazuk, Shavas Vai Nefesh, sounds like it's purely a din in Shabbos, meaning if you just the Pashas of the Gemara, it really doesn't say anything about Yom Tov, the Pazuk's not about Yom Tov, sounds very much to be a din in Shabbos. It's a plea that the Rishonim don't really bring it up over here, that just the Pashas reading of the Gemara seems like that. Then there's the sheet of Tosos Maseches Beitza. Tosos and Beitza, Taflam Gimel and Beis, quotes that some say the reason we say the Brach of Barim Nei B'samim on Motzai Shabbos is not because of Neshami Yisera, it's because the Or Shel Gehenim takes a break on Shabbos, and on Motzai Shabbos, it Or Shel Gehenim starts up again, and it's Mala Reach Ra. The fact that the fires of Gehenna are starting up causes a reach ra, so we have to smell something good to dull the reach ra. So in Yom Tov, the falls of Motzai Shabbos, well, there's no need for Barim Nei B'samim, says Tosfos Maseches Beitza, because the Gehenna takes a break on Yom Tov also. It's not only off on Shabbos, it's off on Yom Tov. Aye, why don't we make a bracha Barim Nei B'samim on Motzai Yom Tov? So Tosfos says, yep, that's a good kasha, so maybe I'm wrong. So he rejects the whole thing, because then the Lechora, you should have to make the Barim Nei B'samim. But the Shibali Aleket says, no, we don't make it on Motzai Yom Tov, because the Besamim relate to the Or. So if there's not going to be a Ner, there's not going to be a Besamim. Meaning, in a Chinami, it would make sense that there's the Reach Rav, Gehenim starting up, so Besamim would make sense, but we're not going to include it as part of Havdalah, because Besamim are always connected to Ner, for whatever reason. They always have to be connected to the Ner. Then there is a sheet in Rishonim, Rabbeinu Gershom holds that Yom Tov that falls on Motzai Shabbos, we do make a bracha on Besamim. Why does everyone assume we don't make a bracha on Besamim? So, well, no one's assuming. The Gemara went through what the Seder Abrachas is on Yom Tov that falls on Motzai Shabbos. Yayin Kiddush Ner Avdallah, Yayin Ner Avdallah Kiddush. And there's no Besamim in there. So what do you mean that we do make a bracha on Besamim? So Rabbeinu Gershom says, yeah, we absolutely do. And the Shevali Alekhet says, it's not mentioned in the Gemara. So he says it is mentioned that we make a bracha on Ner, and once you make a bracha on Ner, you always make a bracha on Besamim as well. They always go hand in hand. So wherever you put the birchas on Ner, we know that right before that should be the birchas Besamim, because it's always like that. Whenever there's Ner, there is Besamim. It's quite a chiddush that the Gemara doesn't mention that at all, and that he's going to make the assumption that it's there, even though the Gemara doesn't mention it. Okay, let's see the Gemara Vayter now. So now we're going to get into four different stories that happened with Rava. Again, people visiting Rava, and four different episodes that occurred when people visited Rava. So story number one, Rav Huna Bar Yehuda Ikla Lebei Rava. Rav Huna Bar Yehuda went to Rava's house. Aisu L'kamayu Ma'or U'Besamim. So they brought in front of him a Ner and Besamim. So Brich Rava Abesamim Bereisha V'Hadar Ma'or. First he made the bracha on the Besamim, then he made the bracha on the Ner. Amr lei v'habein beishamim v'habein beisilul ma'or bereisha v'hadar abesamim. So he said, but wait a second, both beishamim and beisilul agree that first you make the bracha on the ner and then you make the bracha on the besamim. Why did you reverse the order and make the bracha on the besamim first? So umayhi, where do we find that beishamim and beisilul agree that first we do the ner and then the besamim? Tonight we have a mission as follows. Beishamim omrim ner umazon besamim v'havdala. So it's ner first, then later on is besamim. Beisilam neru besamim mazon v'havdala. They both agree that it's ner and then besamim. It's just a question: do you put mazon in between them or not? But everyone agrees it's ner and then besamim. So why do you, Rava, change the order and go against both Beishamai and the Beisilel? So ani Rava basrei va'amar zudivirem meir. So Rava said a very simple answer, that the text of the Mishnah that you just quoted to me is Rabbi Meir's text of the Machlokas Beisham Beisilel. That's Rabbi Meir's version of what the Machlokas Beisham Beisilel is. Avul Rabbi Yehuda Omer lo nechluku Beisham Beisilel al mazon shu betchila val avdola shu besof. Rabbi Yehuda holds that both Beisham Beisilel agree that mazon is first and havdala is last. al ma nechluku al ma'or v'al besamim. The whole machlokas b'shaim v'shilil is how to put the order of barim ori eish and barim nebesamim. B'sham ayomrim ma'or v'achach besamim. The shita that you quoted me as being divrei kol, that everyone agrees that it's first the or and then the besamim, that's the shita b'shamay in Rabbi Yehuda's version. But u'b'shilil omrim besamim v'acharkach ma'or. B'shilil holds it's besamim and then ma'or. And Rabbi Yochanan says that our minig is that we follow Rabbi Yehuda's version of the machlokas, and once we're following Rabbi Yehuda's version of the machlokas, we're obviously going to paskin like the Beis Hillel. So Rava says, so that's why I did like that, because that's according to the more authoritative version of what the machlokas was, that is Shitas Beis Hillel. So no challenge from the machlokas Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Now, Rava mentions that according to Rabbi Yehuda, everyone agrees ala mazon shuhu bitchila. So says Rashi, ala mazon shuhu bitchila. Why? Kivan de gomar suudaso ba'uhu achayiv bereisha vein mavirim ala mitzvos. Why is it mazon first? Because and havdala last? Because mazon has to come first because you finished your meal first, so your chiyuv for birchas mazon came before any of your other chiyuvim. And there is a klal ein mavirim ala mitzvos that we don't pass up mitzvos to go do other things. So if we have a mitzvah first of mazon, so that's the birchas mazon, so that's always going to be the first bracha we make. So there's a discussion in the Achronim. What happens when the mitzvah that you're involved with right now is a mitzvah d'rabbanan, and you want to pass up that mitzvah d'rabbanan in order to do a mitzvah d'oraisa? Would we say ein ma'avirin ala mitzvos in that case as well? I'm leaving aside a mitzvah d'rabbanan to go do a mitzvah that's more kedusha, a mitzvah d'oraisa. So is there a rule of ein ma'avirin ala mitzvos? So some of the Achronim suggest that maybe we have arrived from our sugya that ein ma'avirin ala mitzvah d'rabbanan before even for a mitzvah d'oraisa. Why? Because in our sugya, what are we dealing with? We have a birch samazon, which is a mitzvah d'oraisa. Havdalah is only a mitzvah d'rabbanan. Not so clear that that's the case. That's a machlokas rishonim, right? Rambam holds that Havdalah is a mitzvah d'oraisa. It probably relates to fundamentally, relates fundamentally to what we're accomplishing with Kiddush. Meaning, if Havdalah is a mitzvah d'oraisa, the way that Rambam understands it is it's part of the mitzvah of Kiddush. Zachar Yom HaShabbos L'Kadosho means to be Zochar Shabbos both at the beginning and the end. So the way the Rambam keeps emphasizing is that the whole mitzvah of Zochar Yom HaShabbos L'Kadosho is to show that Shabbos is different, to separate Shabbos from the rest of the week. So that's most mistaver to do both when Shabbos begins and when Shabbos ends, to separate it from the rest of the week. But maybe the other Rishonim understand that no, it's not about separating Shabbos from the rest of the week. It's not about showing that Shabbos is different from the rest of the week. It's about declaring Kedusha Shabbos. It's about being Koveya. Everything we're about to do with a little extra Kedusha. And some there's going to be Kedusha Shabbos whether you're Koveya Kedusha Shabbos or not. Shabbos comes whether you make Kiddush or you don't make Kiddush. But sometimes, the Rav Shech often points out, sometimes we have sometimes we have mitzvahs like that, that even if there is Kedusha, we have a mitzvah to be Makdish. We have a mitzvah to be Makdish, to be Makdish a Bechor, that a Bechor Behema comes out. It's a Bechor anyway, whether you Makdish it or not. But still, it's a mitzvah like Disho. It's a mitzvah to go and actively be Makdish it. So if that's the case, that makes sense by Kiddush. But what are we doing by Avdallah? It's already over. There's nothing to be Makdish anymore. So that's probably a fundamental Machlokas Rishonim, what the purpose of Zachar Yom HaShabbos Kadosho is. Is it to distinguish or to be Makdish? But anyway, if we assume like those Rishonim that Havdalah is not Doraisa, that Havdalah is only Drabanan, so what are we dealing with over here? You have Birch Samazon is a mitzvah Doraisa. You have Havdalah is only a mitzvah Midrabanan. If the rule were that a Doraisa always beats out a Drabanan, and you'd pass up a mitzvah Drabanan in order to go do a mitzvah Doraisa, then Rashi and the Rashbam over here wouldn't have to give the reason that we do Birch Samazon first is because it was first in Ein Mavirin El Mitzvos. Of course, even if it wasn't first, even if it was second, you would go with Birch Samazon, because Birch Samazon is Doraisa, and Avdalah is only Drabanan. The fact that Rashi and the Rashbam feel the need to tell us, no, do Birch Samazon first, because Ein Mavirin El Mitzvos and the Chiv for Birch Samazon came first, is an indication that in Mavirin ala mitzvos would apply even when it would come to passing up a mitzvah d'rabbanan in order to go do a mitzvah d'oraisa. There's a discussion in the Prima Gadim in Hilchos Pesach about a ben chutz laretz who can't afford both matzah and maror for both nights of Pesach. And somehow his options get boiled down to maror on the first night or matzah on the second night. Which one should he prefer? Which one should he buy? So on the one hand, you would say, well, first night comes first. So in Mavirin ala mitzvos, you do that. that. On the other hand, Mar Bizman Hazeh is only the Rabbanan. Matzah Bizman Hazeh is the Araisa. So we may be tally on this issue, whether it's whether we would say, Ein Mavrin on this from the Rabbanan to the Araisa. It's a little trickier over there because Yom Tov Sheni is only the Rabbanan. So if the Matzah is going to be on the second night, the Matzah is still not going to be the Araisa. But at least it's a mitzvah that's Ikaru Midivrei Torah. That Bizman Hazeh, the mitzvah, the general concept of the mitzvah of Matzah is the Araisa Bizman Hazeh, where Marer is not even Ikaru Midivrei Torah, Bizman Hazeh. Bizman Hazeh, it's purely a Dindarabbanan. You always have all these fascinating triage type of questions. You can only afford one, not the other, so what do you do? So that's always a poskim often discuss these types of issues. So the which chiyuv comes first is one of the criteria that we look at. Okay, so Vaitu, the next story with Rava. Rav Yaakov Bar Abba ikla lebe Rava. Rav Yaakov Bar Abba went to Rava's house. Chazi debarich barbri agafen hakasa kama, v'had debarich hakasa debarchasa v'ishti. He saw that he made a barbri agafen, he set a barbri agafen on the first coast that he drank, and then he set another barbri agafen on the birchsa mazon coast, and he drank from that one with a new bracha. How many times do you need to say Bar Pri Agafen? You already said Bar Pri Agafen once. Why do you need to say it again on the Birch Samazim coast? He said, well, when I was by the Reish Kalusa, that's what they always did. Yeah, by the Reish Kalusa they did that. The Safik Maisilan, Safik Lo Maisilan, because they didn't know if there was going to be another coast that was going to be brought to them. You have another coast right in front of you. You knew that there was another coast that was going to be used for Birch Samazim. I mean, you know why by the Reish Kalusa they said New Bar Pri Agafen on the Birch Samazim coast? Is because they were surprised when it came. So there was a Hesach Hadas after the first coast. If you were Masiach Das, and then you need to say a new bracha. But you didn't have a Hesach Hadas. You knew that there was another coast for Birch Samazim. So why didn't you say why do you have to say a new bracha? So I'm like, I'm not Avdi Ketalmidi Derav. He says, I was following the Shita of the Talmidim of Rav. The Rav Bruno, Rav Chananel, Talmidi Derav, Havayasi B'Sudasa. Rav Bruno, Rav Chananel, the two Talmidim of Rav, were sitting and having a Su'uda. And Rav Yehuda Saba was being Meshamesh, he was serving as the waiter at the meal. So Amrlu Havlan Benivrach. So they said, let's bench. Now once they said that the sof Amrlei Havlan Benishti. After they decided to bench, they decided, you know what? Could always use a little more wine. Let's drink a little bit more. So Amrluhu Hachiyam Rav. So he said, well, you should know Rav's Shita is that if you decide to bench and then you decide you want to drink a little more, Kivan Dam Riso Havlan Benivrach. It's Rilchulamishti. Once you decide, Havlan Venivrach, it now becomes usr for you to drink anymore. So my taima, dasichudataychu. Why is it usr to drink anymore? Because you had a hasachadas. You've already decided that you aren't going to have any more. Once you decide you're not going to have any more, now you decide you're going to have more, so that's no good. It's a hasachadas. You're going to need a new bracha. So he said, that's what I was following. If when deciding to bench, it's considered a hasachadas and you need a new bracha, so kalvachomer, when you actually bench. So he said, so I benched and I said a new bracha on the coast of bracha of Birch Samazon after I benched. Ravashi were having a meal, and Ravacha Brei de Rava was serving them. You always have all these Gedolei Amoraim serving as waiters in all these meals. I don't know, every story is like that. I guess they like to be Meshamish Tamidei Chachamim, right? Talmud Chacham also has a chiyuv to be Meshamish Tamidei Chachamim. So Amemar Baruch al Kol Kasa V'Kasa. So Amemar said a bracha on each and every coast, meaning throughout the meal. It wasn't just the coast, the first coast and the coast of Beijing. Every coast throughout the meal, he said a new bracha. Umar Zutra Baruch HaKasa Kama V'Kasa Basra. Mar Zutra said a bracha on the first coast and on the Birch Samazim coast, on the last coast, the coast of Birch Samazim. Rav Ashi Baruch HaKasa Kama Vesula Baruch. Rav Ashi only said one bracha. He said a bracha on the first coast and not on the Birch Samazim, nothing, no other coasts. So Amrlu Ravacha Bar Rava Anan Kama Navid. So Ravacha Bar Rava says, great, now I'm trying to figure out a Maisa Rav, how am I supposed to act, and I don't know what to do now, because and this maybe is an indication that the point was to be Mishamish Tamidei Chachamim, meaning he was serving as the waiter and he was trying to look book to see how the great Talmidei Chacham act, so I can learn the halacha. But they did three different things. So now what do I do? Which one do I follow? So Amemar Amar Nimlachana. Amemar said, well, don't follow me. The only reason I kept on saying new brachos was because I kept on thinking, I'm definitely not drinking anymore. I've had enough. And then they brought up more, well, okay, fine. So it was just, I kept on changing my mind each and every time. That's why I said a new bracha. But that's not a rule when you know that there's going to be more yayin to say a new bracha every time. So definitely don't learn halacha l'maisa from what I did. Merzutra Amar Ana Ta Avdi Ketami Didrav. Merzutra said, well, I said a bracha at first, and I said another bracha on the Birch Samazon, on the Koshal Bracha Birch Samazon, because that's what the Talmid Rav say you're supposed to do. The Talmid Rav say that as soon as you decide to bench, Kal V'chomer, if you actually bench, that's called a Hezek Hadas, and you need a new bracha. Ravashi Amar Lasilsa Kitami Didrav. And Ravashi says, yes, I know you were doing like the Talmid Didrav. I think we don't pass like the Talmid Didrav. I think we only need one bracha at the beginning, and benching is not going to be a Hezek Hadas. Why do I think that? To Yom Tov Shechal Yosachar HaShabbos, Va'amar Rav, Yayin Kiddush, Ner Avdala. Because when Yom Tov falls on Matzai Shabbos, what do? The bracha of Bar Briogavim first, then Kiddush, Ner Avdala. So don't you see that Birch Samazim is not a Hefzik? What? How do you see Birch Samazim is not a Hezek Hadas? So the Rashbam points out, Vamrav Yakna, Veloboy Livruche Birchas Barbriagaf and Trezim Nichada Kiddush Vachada Havdalah. Why don't we require a separate Barbriagaf on the Kiddush and then again on the Havdalah? Vuadin the Trey Kasi the Kiddush Hayom Birch Samazon, meaning if you're going to require a separate bracha for Kiddush and Birch Samazon, you should require a separate bracha for Kiddush and Havdalah as well. So Vikasha Laravieva Sabadar Meluhachi Amarav Hav Nivrach Asul Chulamishti Dimkain Kasha Dravad Rav. So he says, all these Talmidei the Rav that think that Rav holds you need a new Bar Priagafen and the Koshal Bracha Birch Samazon, they're wrong. Rav himself holds Yain Kiddush Ner Avdalah, and if you would require a new Bracha by Birch Samazon, you require a new Bracha on Avdalah as well. Tosa says, wait a second, a new Bracha on Avdalah, you have one kos, a single kos of Yain. Yain Kiddush Ner Avdalah, you say Bar Priagafen twice on the same kos of Yain? That's the Havamina, that's ridiculous to say the same Bar Priagafen. Says Tosa, said, Pirsh Pekuntras to Daik Midlo Matrach Levark Trezimri Bar Priagafen Chada Kiddush Vachal Havdalah Al Malo Avi Kiddush Hefzik Vod Dinam Birch Samazim Vekasha Deich Yivarech Pamayim Bar Priagafen Al Kos Echad Vizelo Matzinu. We never find such a thing. So says Tosa, Vinir Didiak Midlo Tiknu Yayin Lebesof Shema Minat Lavi Hefzik. He says, no, the point is the placement of the bracha on Yayin. The fact that they put Yayin at the beginning, and we're not worried that Kiddush and Ner is a hefsik between the Yayin and the Havdalah. So you see that it's not a hefsik, and that's why it's okay. That's the raya. It's not the fact that we don't say two Bar Priagafens. But anyway, says Gemara Velohi, his suggestion that Rav's Talmidim went against Rav, it's not really true. Hasam akar daite mimishtia, hachalo akar daite mimishtia, because the whole point of the Talmidei de Rav was that when you decide you're going to bench, it's not just time that benching is a hefsik, it's a hesach hadas from drinking. When you decide you're going to bench, you're saying, I'm done, I'm not going to drink anymore. By the yaknaha, by the yayin kiddush ner avdalah, you're not deciding not to drink anymore. That may prove that there's no hefsik, But that has nothing to do with Hesach Hadas. There's certainly no Hesach Hadas in the picture by Yayin Kiddush Ner Avdalah. So that's why we would paskin like the Talmidei de Rav. So a couple of things over here in this story number two that we have with Rava. First of all, in the Masifta over here, he quotes from Mishalos Tshuvos Beis Dino Shel Shlomo, who points out the Gemara tells a story in Maseches Brachos that Rava and Brachos Dav Mem Beis Amral, Rava and Rabbi Zera were once invited to eat by the Reish Kalusa, and after they removed the table from in front of the guests, so they sent a new piece of meat out to the Reish Kalusa, and Rava and the Reish Kalusa shared the meat with them. Rava ate from the meat, Rabbi Zera wouldn't eat from it. So Rabbi Zera asked Rava, don't you hold that you're misalik yourself from Achila, so you can't eat anymore without a new bracha? You already decided, they took away the table from you, so you were done with your meal. So Rava's response, Ani somech al shulchanu shal Reish Kalusa. I'm somech on the fact that the shulchan of the Reish Kalusa was here, so I knew that there was more coming. And Rashi explains that just because they took the table away from us, that's not a real siluk, because our das is that whatever happens with the Reish Kalusa, we're just rolling with with it. We're just guests at his house. We don't get to decide what comes out when. So I knew that when I made my bracha at the beginning, it was for whatever is going to be served whenever they want. And that's there is no siluk in my own das. So you see that a person is samech on someone else's shulchan, even though he doesn't know what he's going to eat, there's no hesach das because he's samech on the das balabayas. So if that's true, why in our sugya, according to Rashi and the Rashbam, they were mevarech al yayin that they brought the emsa suda, they were samech al shulchan shel reish galusa. So why would they be mevarech on the yayin that they had in the middle of the suda if they're samech on the reish galusa? This story right here at the bottom, teinach pe reish galusa dachi abed the savig maisilan savig lo maisilan. Right, we don't know if they're going to bring more wine for us, so therefore we're going to make a new bracha on each cup of wine. No, that's adaraba, because you don't know. Shouldn't that be a reason not to make a new bracha? So he quotes here the sefer Devar Shmuel is miyashev that the svar that they say Maseches Brachos that were samech on the Reish Galusa means that at the time of the Hamotzi, you don't have to have specific Havana to pater every type of food and in particular that one is going to have. Even Bistama, when you're not mechavin for any particular food, you're sitting down at a su'uda at someone else's house, so the bracha is going to pater anything that goes along with that su'uda. And Adrab, in order to be chayv in a new bracha, you need kavana to be mesalik, to have complete siluk, for complete akiras su'uda, to totally finish the meal. But without that, everything goes after that first bracha. So Rava says, ani somich al pito shal reish galusa means, since we're somich on a shulchan balabah, our machshavos don't matter. It's not a real siluk, because by us it's always a suffik. But in our sugya, we're talking about drinking wine. A bracha of wine, it's not going to pater the wine that comes after bistama, unless you have specific kavana on each and every coast that you're going to drink afterwards. But without a specific kavana, you're going to need to make another bracha afterwards. So mela, since it was tali bedas acherim, if they're going to bring more wine or not, and by us it was a suffik, by the guests it was a suffik, so the machshava is not considered a machshava misafek, because it's a siluk from the yayin that they were going to bring afterwards. It doesn't really explain why that metzias is so, why the difference is between bread and wine. But I thought it was an interesting ha'ara from that gemara in Maseches Brachos. The other problematic gemara in Brachos, based on our gemara, I mean the other gemara in Brachos, it's going to be difficult to work out with our gemara, is what all the Rishonim point out. Tosus points out over here. Tosus points in the long talk that goes over. Tosus points out that the Gemara Maseches Brachos tells us that in Dav Mem Chesam Aleph, a story with Yanai HaMelech. Yanai HaMelech was eating, and when he finished eating, he said, "Man Yav Lan Gavra De Mevarich Lan." He didn't know how to bench, so he said, "I need someone. I need a rabbi to help me bench." So his wife brought Rabbi Shimon Ben Shetach to bench for them, to say Birchas HaMazon. So the Chora Tosus raises the question. All the Rishonim raise the question: how could Shimon Ben Shetach now join them for benching if he already said Havlan V'Nivrach? He already said, let's bench. So Yanai HaMelech already concluded his Suda. So isn't it too late now to add someone else in your Zimun after the Suda? If our Gemara is correct that Havlan V'Nivrach is a Siluk, it's a complete ending of the meal, so it's too late to have someone else added to the Zimun. So Tosos and the Rashba say, no, that anyway, the Gemara says, Rabbi Shimon Ben Shetach was acting on his own over there. The Gemara says that no one agreed to Rabbi Shimon Ben Shetach said, when they invited him, Rabbi Shimon Ben Shetach said, I can't just bench, I didn't participate in the Suda, give me some wine, and then I'll bench. So they gave him some wine. So the Gemara says, wine, that's not enough to be considered part of the Suda to bench with them. So the Gemara says, yeah, Rabbi Shimon Shetach had his own shitos, he was doing his own thing, but no one really passed like what Rabbi Shimon Shetach was doing. So anyway, Tos says, okay, so he was doing his own thing, so he decided to join after Havlan V'Nivrach also. So that was, so you can't ask kashas from what Rabbi Shimon Shetach was doing. Other Rishonim say, Tos Rosh, the Ritva, say that Yanai HaMelech said, man yahiv lan gavra de mevarich. He said he didn't say Havlan V'Nivrach. He was thinking in the middle of the meal. It wasn't over. The meal was, he was in the middle of the meal. He was thinking, you know, this meal is going to end eventually and we're going to need someone to bench. So maybe someone should go out and find someone to bench. But he wasn't saying, that wasn't a siluk from the meal. So the meal may not have been over at all. The Tzlach writes a different teretz. He says that it could be that Rabbi Shimon Shetach wasn't mitztarif to the Zimun at all. He was on the Shulchan of Yanai. Maybe on the Shulchan of Yanai there were enough people there with the Zimun without him. He just needed to say the bracha for them because they didn't know the bracha. So he wasn't mitztarif with them. Even someone who didn't eat at all is able to be motzi others according to the Balei HaTosfos and Maseches Brachos, as long as he's chayiv in benching himself on his own right. As long as he has his own personal chiv d'oraisa and birchas hamazon, he could be motzi others. That's what the Rush writes in Brachas. If it was a woman, then she would, who didn't eat, she would not be able to be motzi others because she has no chiv in birchas hamazon. So therefore, she has no arvus for birchas hamazon. But a man, even if he didn't eat, is able to be motzi others. So maybe that's what happened over here. He's able to be motzi others for that reason. And one more point before we get to the next story is the other toast over here. Ravashi Baruch HaKasakama Vesulo Baruch. We said that Ravashi said a bracha on the first coast and that was it. Birch Samazon is two in a coast. He didn't make a bracha on Birch Samazon. Why? So says Tosas, Mashma, the cold var mitzvah, Tom Coast, ain't Sarach Levarich Baruch Priyagaf and Hechadalave Hefsik. Even if it's a new mitzvah that requires a new coast, if there's no Hefsik, you don't need a new Baruch Priyagafen. So Frek Tosas, Im Tomar, Im Kain, Amaim Varchan Bekos Sheni Shachar Agada Baruch Priyagafen. Why do we say Baruch Priyagafen on the second coast at the Seder? It's after the Agada, Afilute Agada to Nakos, ain't Sarach Levarich Love. Even if the Agada requires a kos, which it does, but it's Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim requires a kos, but there's no hefsik, so why doesn't the kos, the Baruch Priya Gofen we said in Kiddush, why doesn't that cover us? So it says Tosos, Yishlomer, the Agada v'Halela Nami have a hefsik. Who says it's not a hefsik? The whole Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim and Halel, the half of Halel that we say before the second kos, that's all a hefsik. V'Afagav de'bein Rishon L'Sheni Imrat Lishtos Yishteh Mikivin de'Hiskel Asher Galanu Asher Lishtos. Even though you're allowed to drink between the first coast and the second coast, from the brach of Asher Galanu and on, you're not allowed to drink because that's like a birch samazon. It's like a complete hefsik. The Rif brings a raya that the second coast needs a bracha and is not patterned with the bracha from the first coast from a gemara in Chulin and Daf Pevav. There's a machlokas tanaim over there between the Rabban and Rabbi Yehuda. If a person shechts a chaya and then shechts an oaf, so what do you do in terms of the shechita and the kisui? Should you shecht one, then do the kisui adam, then shecht the other, then do the kisui adam, or should you shecht both and then do the kisui adam at the same time? So the Rabban hold shecht them both and then mechasa shnehem. Rabbi Yehuda holds shecht the chaya, then be mechasa, then shech the oaf, and then be mechasa. So Ravina, the Gemara says that even according to Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that you shech the chaya, then are mechasa, and then shech the oaf, and then are mechasa, he would say you still don't make a new bracha on the shechita sa'of. The second shechita doesn't get a new bracha. You're yotze with the bracha that you made on the first shechita. So the Tosos, so they ask over there from the Gemara asks over there from our Gemara. The Rabbi Abba Saba said to the Talmid Rav that once you say Havlan v'Nivrach, you're not allowed to drink anymore. So by shechita sof also, once you go in or you're mechasa, you do a kisui adam. Shouldn't that be like a Havlan v'Nivrach where you're saying you're leaving shechita to go do something else? So it should require a new bracha. So mitar it's that by birchas hamazon it's not shayich to drink and to be mevarich bebasachas. You can't do them both at the same time. But by kisui adam, you could shecht with one hand while you're being mechasa with the other hand. So doing kisui adam is not a siluk from the shechita because it's possible to do both at the same time. But says the Rif, you see that since you're not able to drink and say birchas hamazon bebasachas, so the birchas hamazon is considered a hefsik. So he says it's mistaver that since it's not, you're not able to drink and say the Haggadah at the same time, the Haggadah is going to be considered a hefsik. So that's the Rif's raya that Tosfos is correct, that the Haggadah is a hefsik and that's why you do need a bracha. Balamar disagrees. Balamar says, no, the Haggadah is not a hefsik at all. Who says you can't drink and do the Haggadah at the same time? You do drink between the first, you can drink between the first coast and the second coast. Maybe not while you're saying the words of the Haggadah, but it's still within the context of the Haggadah. So he doesn't think the raya is a very good raya at all from the story with the key. So the Balamar is what to say about it. But Tosfos just adds, when we call Makom, wait a second, if it's not going, if we're going to say that it's enough of a hefsek to require a new Baruch Priya Gofen, Senator Yotze Kiddush Makom Suda? Meaning the Kiddush was before the hefsek and the Suda is after the hefsek. How Yotze Kiddush Makom Suda? He says, yeah, for that it's not a hefsek. For Kiddush Makom Suda, it's not a hefsek. Wild Kiddush, that it's a hefsek for Hilchus Brach, it's not for Kiddush Makom Suda. Okay, third story, back in the Gemara. Kimatul Avdule, when it came time for Avdullah, Kam Shame Va'adak Avuk. So the shamish got up and he lit a candle from he lit a torch from the candle that was there. So Amalei Lamla Kulei Hai Hamancha Sharga. He says, why do you have to light a torch? You already have a candle. Amalei Shami Daiti Nafshe Kavod. He says, the shamish is doing his own thing. I didn't tell him to do that. Amalei Lo Shmiel Leminei Demar Lo Avavod. He says, no. I know that's not the real answer. The shamish never does his own thing. He saw you do this. Obviously, he knows this is your minhag. So Amalei Lo Savrei Mara Vukal Avdal Mitzvah Namuvchar. He says, of course, he lights a torch. That's what you're supposed supposed to do for Havdalah. It's mitzvah min hamuvchar to light a torch. The Rishonim explain, why is it mitzvah min hamuvchar? Because the bracha is bari ma'orei ha'esh, b'lashon rabim, that there are multiple types of light. A candle has one color light, but a torch has flickering lights with different colors. So the bari ma'orei is more appropriate when you have a Havdalah candle. All the Achronim raise the kasha, why did he lie to him at first? He said, why did he light a candle? He said, the Shamish, I don't know, he's just doing his own thing, that's why he's lighting a torch, he didn't want to rely on the candle. So the Taz and the Magen Avraham point out on the side of the Shulchan Aruch, it's not that he lied to him, he didn't understand the question. He thought he was asking, if you already have one candle, why don't you just light another candle and hold them together? Why do you have to light a whole new torch? He didn't realize that wasn't the question. The question was, what do you need? Just use the original candle at first. Once he realized that was the question, so then he changed the answer. But really, Maker Adin, you could use two candles together, and that would also serve as a torch. One of the candles that was already lit, and you could light another candle to go along with it, and that would also be good for the torch. We're not going to have time for the last story. We'll start with the last story tomorrow. That's